SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House says discussions are taking place about ways to protect innocent Palestinians in Gaza.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the United States is exploring ways to arrange safe passage for Gaza's civilians.
We're actively discussing this with our Israeli and our Egyptian counterparts. We support safe passage for civilians. Civilians are not to blame for what Hamas has done.
Meanwhile, Kirby said the U.S. has no specific evidence of direct involvement by Iranians in the planning or execution of the Hamas attack, even though Iran is a main sponsor of Hamas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of senators is asking Defense Secretary Austin to give Israel two Iron Dome missile defense batteries to protect itself from terrorist rockets.
Leading the effort is Senate Democrat Jackie Rosen, who says Iranian-backed Hamas has already fired thousands of rockets into civilian areas of Israel. The senators note the U.S. Army is currently in possession of two Iron Dome batteries that have no operational use inside the United States. Transferring them to Israel, in their words, would provide tangible, life-saving, and sustained support to our ally as it faces rocket and missile salvos that threaten to overwhelm its defenses. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republican colleagues call Steve Scalise a fighter, but the nominee for House Speaker may be in for a brawl. The affable Louisiana congressman was nominated by his colleagues Wednesday to replace ousted Kevin McCarthy. As the auto worker strike approaches the one-month mark, more Americans are sympathizing with the striking workers than with the big three big car companies that employ them. That's one of the findings in a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The poll finds more than half of Americans sympathize with the workers or support the workers and the car companies equally. SRN News. Human rights activists are calling out Turkey.
Alliance Defending Freedom International held a recent panel discussion in Poland that focused on the persecution of Christians in Turkey. ADF spokesman Lydia Reeder says, quote, "The government in Ankara is actively stifling the Christian faith. This is a particularly bitter pill to swallow, given the ancient presence of Christians in the country. Shortly after Christ's resurrection, Christian believers first took the gospel into Turkey." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Afghanistan are fleeing to neighboring Pakistan, where they're being housed, along with many other exiles, in a refugee camp in the northwest. Christians are trying to escape the Taliban, which has been hunting them. However, it's debatable just how safe any Christ follower will be in Pakistan, where persecution is a daily feature of life. Afghan Christians are hoping to eventually flee the region entirely. This is SRN News. Rocks and soil collected from the asteroid Bennu and brought back to Earth last month by NASA's OSIRIS-REx probe. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the capsule traveled an extensive distance.
7 years, almost 4 billion miles of a journey throughout the solar system to the asteroid Bennu. Now back in OSIRIS-REx, the sample return capsule landed in Utah.
A felony larceny charge dropped against a Connecticut man who found a bag containing nearly $5,000 in cash outside a bank and claimed finders keepers. A state prosecutor decided to drop the charge Wednesday after the man gave the money back. You can check out more details by logging on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.